Blog Talk Radio.
The show is live now. Let's get rid of that. So what were we talking about?
The Hope Collection.
So what was your question?
When are we going to get the websites relaunched?
When will they get it fixed?
When are they going to get the websites relaunched?
Well, that's a good question. If I had a magic wand, I'd probably fix it that way, but I don't have one, and I don't know how to do a website. So we got to rely on the person that's working on it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. My best guess is maybe a week or two. You know?
Maybe a week or two?
But that's just a guess. I don't know. I don't know for sure how long it's going to take. I talked around, wasn't yesterday, day before yesterday, and he says he doesn't know either, but he said they're working on it, and as soon as they get it done, it'll be put up, you know?
Yeah, and somebody will let me know, right?
What?
Somebody will let me know, right?
Right. I will let you know. As soon as I know, what? I will let you know.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotta be patient, Derek. Be patient. These things take time. You know, it's like building a house. You can't do it in one day. It takes time.
Okay. They're building a website now, right?
Yeah.
They're rebuilding a website.
Building a new and better website takes time.
Yeah.
And they have to, once they get it, get the program changed, then they have to test it to make sure it works.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work, then they have to go back and figure out what the problem is, straighten it out.
Yeah.
So it's a trial and error.
I'm doing the right thing to help people have a better life, right?
Absolutely, you're doing the right thing.
Right, nothing's wrong with giving them a hope card, right? I'm giving them something like a gift, something to look at, right?
Yep. That's right. Right. That's absolutely right.
Something to think
right,
about,
right?
Right?
That's right. That's absolutely right. Some will think about it, and some won't. Some will go on their way, and they may just take the hope card and throw it in the trash. You never know.
At least you got hope for life.
Others will keep it, and they will think about it, you know?
Think about it, yeah.
Because all people are different, and the reaction to what we do to try to help them is going to be different. You know what I mean?
I tell people I'm in training to be a certified life coach, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I'm hoping by the end of this year I may be able to help you take the test.
Yeah.
Yep. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
We'll see.
See, that's
I'll see how many people I can help.
Becoming a life coach is something that doesn't happen overnight either. You know, it takes time. Anything that's worth doing, my grandmother and my mother used to say this all the time. Anything that's worth doing takes time, you know. If it's worth doing it, it's going to take you some time to do it. And that's when I was talking about wanting to go to college. Talking about,
people are going to be calling me. People are going to be calling me pretty soon, right? Well, right?
Absolutely, Derek. They're going to be calling you.
You don't know when.
The more hope cards you give out, and the more people you invite to the websites, and the more people that you bring to the radio show and to me, or anybody else on the team, then that's the better chance you have of finding somebody that's gonna want to work with us and wants us to help them.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's a numbers game. Joel used to always say that it's based on numbers. And
it's a number game. It's a number game, right?
Yeah, the bigger number of people you expose to it, the better chance you have of finding somebody that wants us to help them. You understand?
It's a number game, isn't it? It's a number game.
Yeah, it's not really a game, but it's based on mathematical numbers. The more numbers, more people you talk to, the better chance you have of finding somebody.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then just keep doing what you're doing. And you're doing
keep
the
giving
thing.
Them hope cards.
And
keep giving them hope cards.
Giving them hope cards and getting their telephone numbers and names if you can. And we can follow
I
up.
I put my name and number on the hope card.
I know you do. And that's good. That's a good thing
that's
to do.
That's good.
But if you have their name and number, then you have a much better chance of being able to talk to them again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That makes sense, Derek?
Yeah.
I'm training you right now, helping you to learn some things. Try to get their number. And you did just the other day with one or two people. You said, how's the best way for me to reach you? You know? And guess what? They need their information. Some won't.
Yeah.
Especially
some
women.
Won't.
If you're dealing with women, most women will not, I shouldn't say most of them, a lot of women will not want to give a man their telephone number because they're afraid that he might have something else he wants to do with them rather than helping them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, that's what they're concerned about. So just take it as it happens. You know, take it with a grain of salt. If they say, "Well, I don't give out my number to people," we'll say, "Okay," and then there's no way for me to reach you. Then I guess I can't help you. You know, take it away from them. And how you take
if
it away?
If you don't give me your name and number, I can't help you then.
That's right. That's taking it away from them.
If you don't give me your name and number, I can't help you then.
That's right. That's
I can't
right.
help you.
You got it. Yep. See, you're learning.
Don't give
you're
your
learning
name and
every
number.
Day.
I can't
you're
help
learning
you.
Things every day. And the more we talk
name
about these things, the more you will remember them. You know, how's the best way for me to reach you? Simple little question. How's the best way
for me
to reach you? And it's simple and straightforward. So you just don't know how people are going to react. We don't know how people are going to react, and we don't know how people are going to call us back. You know? So that's why it's important to get their number, their name and number.
I gave somebody a link out this morning because the house will go to take a look at.
That's great. And that's the one.
Household
Go
video. That's really powerful, right?
Yes, very powerful. I went through it a couple days ago when I used that link that you sent me. And yes, that's very powerful. So just keep doing what you're doing, Derek. You're doing the right things. You're sending out links and you're inviting people to talk to me and others. You're inviting people to come to the Hope Show. And you're talking with Janet. You're using Messenger to communicate with people. So you're doing all the right things.
No, I said, are you actually interested in making some additional income?
Yeah. I think we're going to get John started. And I think we're going to get Janet started. Yep. And I think those two are going to happen very quickly.
Really quickly?
Janet, it's going to take her a little longer to get her finances straightened out, you know, so that she has
maybe she'll buy products, right, for the first time, right?
Right. You could make her a customer for free.
Next time,
so we can talk to her tonight.
I can make her a customer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's very simple. You just set up a customer profile.
And she can go in and look at the site.
She can go see what's available.
What's available?
She can order herself. She can order.
All we have now are six partner stores right now.
You have what?
All we have is six partner stores.
Yeah, okay, that's good. They're cleaning it out. They're cleaning out those that aren't producing anything. It's just like products. You know, every once in a while, they delete a product from the company. And that's because you think
we're going to get more partner stores?
Oh, absolutely, they're going to get more. Absolutely.
Yeah.
See, we're going through what's called a transition right now. You know, a lot of these stores were shut down because of the virus.
COVID.
You know? Yeah, because of COVID. And so they were shut down. Well, it takes some time to get back in. And some of them won't get back in. Some of them will decide that they're not gonna have the online presence. And that's okay. That's part of business. So those that are dropping off are those that it's either not profitable for that store to maintain the link with AltaCore. Or else they're just not in business anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's happening. You can just drive down the street in your town and you'll see how many stores are empty. You know?
Yeah.
Some that were stores that were there before and they're not there anymore. You know?
No, yeah. Kohl's not there. Omaha Steaks not there anymore.
Right.
Home Depot's not there anymore.
I tried to find an Office Max the other day because we had an account with Office Max. So I tried finding
Office
them.
Max is still Office Max is still
closed.
There.
It's closed. Yeah. Staples is closed by us. They closed. That was a big store, Staples.
Staples is closing.
They're closing their branches. The bank that
because they
have
can't afford to keep. They can't afford to stay open any. They can't afford to stay open anymore.
Yeah. You know the Wells Fargo branch in Washington here?
Wells
Fargo Bank? They just closed.
Yeah.
They closed their office. Yep.
Yeah.
It's no longer there. I mean, the building's still there, but the bank office is
there. It's getting bad. The economy's getting worse, isn't it?
Yep. Thank God it's not crashing all of a sudden, but there's a lot of activity going on where things are causing the economy to drop down.
Food prices are going up.
Yep.
Food prices are going up.
Look at gas. Our gas prices are going up.
Over $3. That's going to go up even more, right?
Yep. Yep, that was during the Obama administration. Gas prices went way up.
Yeah.
And now...
And more people are going to be losing their jobs.
Yep, that's right. They are. There was more people filed for unemployment last month than has happened in a long time. More people filed for unemployment. So that means that they're not getting jobs. They're getting laid off, or they're getting fired, or they're quitting, and they can't get a job. You know.
Yeah.
So they have to file for unemployment.
Right.
So it's happening all over. It's happening all over. Well, not all states is it happening. Like you take Texas and Florida, they're growing. Their states are growing. Because they handled the pandemic different than the other states did. They didn't lock down everything in their states. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And business were able to continue operating. And people were continuing to stay on their jobs.
We're not having the Hope radio show this Saturday because Ron's not going to be in town.
I'm sorry, what?
We're not having the radio show on Saturday.
We're not?
We're not having the radio show this Saturday because Ron's not going to be in town.
Oh, okay. Okay. I hadn't heard that.
Maybe you could do the radio show on Saturday.
I could, but I'll have to talk to them, see what they want to do.
Yeah.
I could do it. It's no problem. Because that's a good time. We could have John come on. And Janet may not be working. Sometimes she does work Saturdays.
Yeah.
Sometimes she works Sundays, too. You know, so
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Let me check it out first. See if,
We'll talk with John tonight, right?
Yeah, we're going to talk to John tonight.
We're going to talk to John tonight.
I'll leave it that we're going to talk to him. And I was going to change it, but I think I'll just leave it. Give us another opportunity to talk some more.
You're going to talk some more.
Yeah, and we'll talk. What I'm going to talk about is all the things that we can help him with through the Hope Collection.
Yeah,
you know, like we have programs for the veterans. We have programs for the elderly. You know, for people, senior citizens. Yeah,
yeah.
We have people with special needs programs through the Hope Collection.
Needs program. Yeah,
and we have programs where people can make money. That's actually through AltaCorps, connected with the Hope Collection. So we can do all that, even without having the site available. You know, we can do all that.
Yeah.
We don't have to have the site available to do that.
Can you add me on?
Yes, I will add you on.
Yeah, you can.
If I don't call you, call me back. Okay, I'm probably going to do it around 6 or 7 your time.
Yeah.
Okay. Between 6 or 7 your time, I'm probably going to call.
Okay.
I see we have another guest come on. Is that country?
Yes, sir. We're going to go to a commercial break. Country Boy just showed up.
Hey, glad to have you on the show, Country. I was just talking with Derek about a lot of things that we were working on. And that's great. That's great. How you doing today, my friend?
Good, good. I just got off the phone with Ron. He said he was getting ready to do some other stuff. But I said, Ron, do you know there's something going on right now? He said, what's that, Country? I said, you're making me late for our show. But I'm going to put it on the president. I'm going to tell him the president had me holding out over here. But he told me to give a shout-out.
Well, Ron's got a big project, too, with all the websites. We're trying to get all them revised and updated and better so that people can use them. Because we got about 6 different websites that we use through the Hope Collection and AltaCorps and other things. So we're trying to get them all updated. And he's got a number of people that are working on that. So that would be good. That would be good. What's on your mind today, my friend?
Actually, I got a call earlier from one of my mentors. I have 9 different mentors, different arenas, but she's known as the Green Queen, Deborah Clark. She's one of the first people that the federal government paid, especially being an Afro-American female, to be able to travel around the world and figure out what is it that people are throwing away and figure out how to recycle it. So they call her and know her as the recycle queen. If you can make something out of it, we have one of the, we have two projects going on right now, to give you an example. Just to name a couple of things, plastic and certain glass, certain things called rubber. It's non-biodegradable that they don't want you to throw into the dump.
Right.
Guess what we do with it, Bob?
Recycle it?
Yeah, guess what we make out of it would have been a better question.
What do you make out of it?
We break that glass down, shred that plastic up, put that rubber back in there, and convert it into bricks and make houses.
Oh,
the good part, the good part, the good part is it weighs about a third less than the regular brick weighs that's made out of pure sand or gravel. And
yeah,
not only that, it's made parts glass, part plastic, part rubber. It has a shelf, a house life of 100+ years.
Wow.
Old trade secret that we borrowed from the Cherokee Indians.
Wow.
So that's one of the
things
that Deborah, one of the things, she also is real big with, we've been doing growing, here locally in Atlanta for at least 14 years, does a lot of stuff for the veterans in 8 different counties. We build grow units in senior citizens' backyards. We build them on high school campuses like they used to do in the old school, so a kid really knows what a mater looks like on the vine. No, you'd be surprised. I'm laughing. I'm laughing, but you would be surprised if you saw a child's face that lit up, that pulled a carrot up out of the soil for the first time in their life.
Wow.
Or went out there and was able to pick grape off a vine and just put it in their mouth without washing it, because it hadn't been sprayed with no chemicals, just sprinkled by God's holy rain.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of things. So talk to Deborah, but she said, Country Boy, remember yesterday when we had a conversation, remember what you told me? Much as I talk, I've been kind of praying and wishing and praying all my life, pretty much. I haven't lived all of it yet, but for a double portion blessing, if anybody out there knows what that means. If not, twice as much as you can expect, exceedingly abundantly more than you can even imagine. So in the process of doing that, I was reading in that little book where it talks about possessing the land. Well, Country Boy got his 40 acres and 2 mules. And I was talking to Deborah, who's talking to the city of Atlanta, who was talking to these landlords that they lied to the people when they came in your community and bought up the land and bought the church property and put the high rise there. But they supposed to leave some affordable homes in the, for the building for the people that originally lived there, not make the rent so high that you have to move out and can't afford to live where you used to live all your life. So there's a lot of people in lawsuits, but here in Atlanta, we've only had about 1.7 million people to move here in the last 3 years.
Wow.
So now we're rocking 5-point-something million people here in the state of Georgia. And believe it or not, 85 to 88% are renters. Nobody owns their own home. Small communities are developing faster than grass because everybody's living in the condos and in the apartments and the high-rises and the zoop, 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 and they thought they was in New York and they want to catch the plane and the train and all that kind of stuff. They want to be close. But when we're talking about building communities, shout out to Barbara Riley, because this woman is getting ready to be busy with us. Because we got people.
You said over 80% are renting. I wonder how many of them are are getting rent assistance. I bet a high percentage of them are getting rent assistance.
Bob, you know what happened in the course? Not meaning to cut you off, but you know what happened in the course of doing that? We won't talk about the corona. It's changed all kinds of lives. But we do know that my roommate, all the names have been changed, but that the guilty and then innocent, got caught up with getting their job shut down for two, three years, got some assistance, thank the Lord, from the federal government. But when the assistance stopped, and then you don't have rent money, and I know at least six people that I know got evicted because they couldn't afford to pay rent for money that they don't have. So now there's a whole new scenario. When we were young, Oakman, your parents' whole lifelong goal was to grow you up unsnotty-nosed, get you through elementary school and kindergarten, graduate you on up into the big boy school, graduate you from high school. They've almost made it, but not quite yet. They got to graduate you out of the house. After they graduate you out of the house, they tell you, they didn't really want to lie, son, you're welcome home anytime. They didn't mean to move back in. They meant to visit.
Don't move back in.
So I'm laughing, but I'm not laughing like that laughing.
I'm talking about
the people that have grown people that they call kids, their child, to move back in. Worst nightmare. They think they fail the world. But look, let me fast forward and get back on track here. Let me give you the nuts and potatoes behind all this humor here. Lack of housing. People that are living at home that are 30, 40, 50 years old with their parents. Back to house rules again. Lifelong dream. Lifelong goal. Barbara Riley, shout out to you, sweetheart. We need you. We praying for you wherever you are. Tiny home queen. We're not just talking just people. Oakman, we're talking first responders.
Yep.
We're talking about veterans that are standing on the corner with a sign that says, I work for food, with a sign that says homeless. You mean the ones that went over there and fought for us and came home and can't find no place to stay? Wait a minute. The government gave them a place to stay when they was fighting. But did we know and not hear them say that there's more veterans die after they get home from the war than they did when they was over there fighting? Something's wrong with that.
Yeah.
Back to Tiny Home Queen.
Yep.
Tiny Home Queen, Joel Griffin, shout out to you, sir. That's what Joel said. We're going to make sure that the veterans have somewhere to call home, affordable homes.
Yep.
Deborah, I started out the story with my tiny home, green queen, zoop, zoop, prayed, country boy, remember what you told me? Yes, yes, yes. Was reading in that book called the Bible. It says, possess the land. Yeah. She got 3 acres from the city of Atlanta to build. Yeah. Community. Yeah. For low income. Yeah. Veterans, first responders, females, single parents,
yes,
the ones that can't get, them too, all of God's children. Yeah, we're going to build a community, and we're not going to ask nobody's permission on who can stay there. what's your nationality and what's your religion? Did you come from the other side of the tracks? We don't want you to be no child now, but we don't care if you graduated from Harvard or Yale or just got out of jail. We're here to give you hope and give you an affordable housing. And Barbara Riley, the tiny home queen, they call her, wrote the handbook for this stuff. Not trailers. But now we got the tiny homes to where they start containers. What we found out when working with Barbara Riley is the container homes, that's the ones that ain't had no toxic chemicals or nothing shipped to them. You might know them as a railroad car or one of them big trailers, 40-foot ones that go down the back of the road. Yeah, we convert them. But guess what?
Yep.
They're pre-built, prefab, and automatic. Did y'all hear that word? Automatic. Did you hear the word automatic financing for people that would normally not qualify to buy a home? Yeah. And then crazy, watch this. I can't give you all the details. You can click in and we'll give you some more information. But it's exceedingly abundantly more than you can imagine. Can you imagine taking somebody that's been paying rent, if y'all know anybody that's been paying rent, and tell them, you don't have to be a renter anymore, a borrower anymore, you can be a lender. We can move you into an affordable home where you was normally paying rent. Now you can get a mortgage for around $600 to $800 and own it. You mean own it? You mean you're going to own it? Not just own it, we'll show you how to walk in the door with equity in a house that you never own, exceedingly abundantly more. It's never been done. Yes, it has. They just didn't show it to you. But we're going to give you more than just hope. So I could go on and on about what's going on with the tiny homes. We're building houses out of things that people would not believe. In the moving and the shaking of the city, I talked to that little guy named Lynn Kane yesterday.
Yep.
You're talking about a ball. A ball, great balls of fire, Top Gun. So I'm going to just send that back over to you, Barb, because I know we can go back and forth. And you know I got so many super friends. We're super friendly, super kind. We're all working together to help bless humankind. Always doing something that there's always something worth talking about. And I'll close by saying my granddaddy used to say, country boy, if you ain't got nothing, we say ain't down here in the South, if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. So when y'all hear me speak,
amen,
you better believe it's got good written on it. Back over you, Bob, man.
Yeah, my mom and dad used to always say that, too, and my grandparents. If you can't say something
and
good about
with
somebody,
Lynn Kane's kindness. Bob, and sprinkle with Lynn Kane's kindness.
Yep,
right, absolutely.
don't make me go there. Don't make me invite mercy and grace to the party.
Yeah, right.
Hallelujah might show up.
Yep.
Bob, you better talk. I got jokes.
I'm sorry, what?
I said, you better talk. I got jokes. I'm equipped with jokes today.
Yeah, that's cool.
Serious. Serious life-changing.
We don't have to have a laugh now and then.
I'm talking life-changing, serious stuff, though. We're here. This kind of stuff will make you go, wow, this stuff is so good, I can't keep it to myself. I might have to tell somebody they're getting blessed over here at the Hope Foundation. They just got all kinds of information. They got an rrcenter.org, rrcenter. What's that stand for, country boy? Research Resource Center. Oh, yeah, you remember, forgive them, Father, because they know not. Oh, you can't plead it because we put the encyclopedias up. They got YouTube with Google now. But if you need some information, some news, N-E-W-S, that you can U-S-E, some news that you can use, you might want to just type in www.rresearchresourcecenter.com. Bob, man, tell them what they might see in the resource center.
Yeah. RRC. You're talking about the RRC, right?
RR.
It's a great. It's
Research Resource Center.
Center.
Yes, sir.
Research.
You'll see the you'll see a repeat on them 8 pillars on there. That's in the Hope Foundation, Bob, man.
Yeah. Well, it's focused on the 8 areas that we have in the Hope Collection: faith, family, arts, housing, financial areas, and all the different 8 areas that we have through the Hope Collection to help people. And the RRC is focused on that also, because RRC is actually part of the Hope Collection. And it's a great opportunity for people, a great opportunity to help them to move forward in their life so that they have a better life. And that's where the focus is. It's not on us. It's on them. And it's a very simple process that we use to work with people and to help them. Like this morning, I was working with Derek and on Tennessee, helping him to understand some things and to move forward in what he's doing down there. You know, every day he talks to at least 2 or 3 people about the Hope Collection, and he gives people hope cards, and he invites people to the show, and he connects people up to me, and he sends links out where he can they can look at the household goal video, and all kinds of things like that are available that we can help people with. That's a tremendous video, that household goal video. It shows people how to turn their household expenses into assets, and it's a great video for people to look at. And so they're using money that they're already spending to do that. It's just doing it a different way. You know, we have all kinds of tools like that. Right now, we're kind of at a juncture where we're doing a transition from a lot of old websites into newer, upgraded websites that are going to be easier to use and easier to work with people on through those websites. So that's taken time too, and I will tell anybody that's saying, "Well, I can't get on so-and-so site." Well, you got to be patient, because it takes a while to upgrade a website and to redo the whole thing. And we're not redoing it entirely, but we're making them better and making new features for people, features to track different things and features to new different ways of working with people and helping people. So, that's all
now,
available. That's
now,
all becoming
Bob
available.
Man. Bob Mann, now, the good thing, the great thing, the fantastic thing about that is we have a granddaddy in the industry with the Hope Collection. His name is Lynn Kane. You heard me mention him earlier. He has a website called Golden Rule Society.org. Now, crazy enough with Joel Griffin, his infinite wisdom, that every single thing that you see on the Hope Collection, Lynn Kane's Golden Rule Society just happened to celebrate their 50th, that's with a 50, anniversary.
Yep.
So when it comes to non-for-profit, did y'all hear that? That means that everything that we do is free. The people that work here volunteer their time. Zoop, Zoop, Glenn Kane will tell you over and over again how much we're going to pay you, country boy, to come work with us. They're going to give you $1 more than I get. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm telling you guys is if you go to the Golden Rule Society, you're talking about this man is an aviation. He has it embedded in his spirit. Top Gun, Lynn Kane, Navy fighter pilot. There's no one on the planet that's flown more miles than Lynn Kane. I asked him the other week, Bob. They said they asked the man to convert it for him, how many air miles, because he's got to log all of his miles. They said he's flown enough to go to the moon and back 5 times. But then he graduated. He graduated. They thought that was Tom Cruise and Kelly Willis. That was Lynn Kane in disguise, another little angel. But then he graduated into 220 last year. Graduated into being the international. Did y'all hear? I didn't say the local yokel, the little country boy. I said the international humanitarian man, not a little boy, man of the year award, Lynn Kane. That's not something you nominate yourself from, you guys. That only comes from what you do and how you treat people for life. Oh, did I happen to mention
that's
that
right.
a man was nominated not one, not two, but 5 times?
Five times
as a Nobel Peace Prize winner. We're just talking the element, the grandfather, the grandseed on what Lynn Kane and Joel Griffin has done. Name me one person that you know walking alive today that served 7 different presidents.
He's also an advisor.
He's so humble. He's the last time he says he always says this, Bob, and I always jump right on him. He says, "Okay, I think I'm going to come down off my high horse now." I'm like, "Top Gun, no, stay right on up there. You and Duke, you and John Wayne, the Duke. He was on his horse." He fought off cancer for 14 years and said, "Death, get out of here. I got work to do." What do you think Lynn Kane said when he got in his pilot seat every day to go get shot at, flying Mach 1 upside down? Shout out to you, Big Danny Kane, and Golden Rule Society. One more cliff note, and then I'm going to turn it back over to you, Bob. I get so excited. This man is launching Kindness Cross America campaign. Boy, I wish he would just show up for 2 seconds and tell you how to treat people. It's real hard. It's really simple. Keep it simple, Servant. He told me, country boy, treat people the way you want to be treated. Lynn Kane, back over to you, Bob, before I take it away.
Oh, he's also an advisor on the board of directors of the Hope Collection also. And he's just a tremendous asset to us all. And not only the people that are involved with helping other people, but he's an asset to all of those that are you still there, country?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm still here. Bob, I'm still here. Bob? Bob, you there?
I'm sorry, I got a call came in. I had to take care of that.
Okay.
Anyway, Lynn is such a tremendous asset to all of us. He's said another guest come on. Derek came back on. Hi, Derek. How you doing?
How are you?
Good.
anyway, Lynn Crane is just such a tremendous, you know, there are people that talk about doing things, and then there are people who actually do things. They take action and get them done. Lynn is the one that he always takes action on getting things done, and tremendous asset to anybody that he's associated with. He's a total giver, not a taker. He's a giver, and he's giving to people all the time. And he's one of my heroes. Joel Griffin was my hero. And Lynn Crane also is one of my heroes. You are one of my heroes, Country, because you're always looking to help other people, always looking to help other people. And that's a tremendous asset to the whole society in general, because every person that we help is another person that can have an improved lifestyle and can have accomplished things that they want to accomplish. So I'm just happy to be a part of it. I'm happy that the good Lord has positioned me in this in this opportunity to help people. You know, my mom and dad were always the type that were helping people also. My dad was not an educated man. He tells me a lot of times he only got through fourth grade in elementary school. But he was a very hard worker, and he was the type of man that if he wanted to do something, he would figure out how to get it done and how to do it. And he taught us boys. There were three of us, and he taught us how to do that too. And as a result, we became more successful in our lives because of that legacy and that philosophy that he gave us. He was a heavy drinker, though, and heavy smoker, and that's what killed him. Killed him early in life. He died around 70 years old. Now, but the cancer got him at the end. But him and
Bob. But you know what they forget. You know what they forget to tell people though. While you're mentioning that, sorry to cut you off. But
no, go ahead.
Everybody. There's certain things that we were taught and certain things that we were mistaught. They were said to encourage you, but to a lot of people, they were discouraging. I'll use example number one, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Words are powerful things.
Absolutely.
They said, boy, if you're going to do it, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it unless you're going to do it right.
That's right.
But then my mentor, right. The first time I ever paid, back in 1986, I paid $1,500 to go see a little man named Les Brown, one of the world's greatest motivational speakers, and I sat on the front row. He says, let me explain something to all of you, each one of you, because each one of you was designed in the divine creator's own image. Yeah, you was made in the divine image of God, which means you must be wow without even knowing you. But ain't nobody, see, we came from the South, we say ain't. Ain't nobody can do what you do like you do when you do what you do. When you find out and tap into what your divine given purpose is, there's no one in the world like you. There's no one can imitate you. There's no one that has your DNA or your fingerprint. We all know the story, but they forgot to tell you if Paul Harvey was showing up, he would say, now for the rest of the story.
Of the story. Right.
Les
right.
Brown says, if you can't do it, right, don't do it at all. Les Brown told me anything worth having and anything worth doing is worth doing wrongly until you learn how to get it right.
Yep.
You remember riding a bike? You rode it good the first time. Take old Bob up there on the top of the hill, give him them training wheels, give him a push, and tell him, Bob, everything's going to be okay. You got training wheels on there. You'll be okay. You're going to crash, Bob.
Yeah, you know, many people are just afraid. Many people are so afraid of just failing at something.
Okay.
You know, failure is the way to gain success. The more we fail, the better opportunity we have of succeeding. So failure is not all bad. My mom and dad used to tell me, don't worry about it if you can't get it done right the first time. The next time you do it right, you know. You'll succeed.
If you were to look it up in Country Boys Dictionary, it failure, nothing that God has put in purpose driven in anyone ever fails. Something they'll tell you, you'll never fail until you quit, you give up, or you throw in the towel. But see, everything doesn't come to fruition right away. So even if you quit doing something, it doesn't mean that it's over, that it's done, that it might not be resurfaced and born again at a later date. One thing I can assure you, the Italians and the mafia will tell you, there's no guarantee in life. There's no guarantees or promises in business. One thing I can promise you, and I don't make promises, one thing I can guarantee you, there's no guarantee because I'm not going to give it to you in writing, anything that's purpose-driven will never, ever, ever, ever fail if there's something that comes to play called consistency and persistency. That means it may not happen right now, but it's going to happen eventually because I'm close to a stop again right here, Bob, because it says all things. You want me to say that little bitty word again? All things. You want me to spell it out for you? A-L-L. All things work together for the good. Back over to you, sir.
And all things are possible with God's help. And he's always there to help us. You know, I was dealing with the last couple of weeks trying to get my income tax straightened out, my federal income tax. And without getting into the specifics, I just had an issue that had to be resolved. And I've been working on trying to get that resolved for 2 weeks. And guess what? Every day I would start my effort with a prayer. Because I knew that if I was going to resolve it, I'm not going to be able to resolve it probably by myself. I'm going to have God help me. And so I prayed every day and gave him the credit for, if it's resolved, give him the credit for it. And I did that this morning, or no, yesterday, because yesterday I got the issue resolved. And it was resolved satisfactorily. So I thanked God and gave him the credit for helping me to resolve that issue. And I think that's so important. We have to thank the
good
Lord.
For you.
Go ahead.
Got one for you, Oak Man. I was on a spiritual call a couple of weeks ago with Rick Reese, one of our other mentor coaches, does a travel show for us on Tuesday. And then this guy, Rick, says something. He says, wait. I got to say something now because I got a quick personal testimony for you guys. I was in the military. I fought. I own two businesses, a couple of rental houses. I'm pretty successful in business. I'm a God-fearing man. He said that first, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I just want you to know that I've always believed in God and had the fear of God. But he said, what I did not understand is I was became 60 years of age last week, and my spiritual light came on for the first time in my life. I actually realized when I went to the service that there was something in life bigger than me. Bigger. That's elementary, y'all, for most of us. But see, we start out, it's almost like trying to drive your life with the emergency brake on. It has a selfish button. It'll go. But eventually, it's going to smell something terrible, and it ain't going to break down. It ain't going to work. It's going to backfire. It's a blessing to be. A blessing.
Yep.
You think that was a joke? You think that was just a little cliche? You found that in a fortune cookie? If everybody could bless himself, Oak Man, we wouldn't need each other. Go ahead and wave a wand
over
yourself and hook yourself up. And if you're not too selfish, bless your family while you're at it. It's a blessing to be. Why did Shakespeare put it in a riddle? To be or not to be. Are you to be a blessing? Are you to help somebody? Are you not to help somebody? If you're not going to help nobody, get out of the way, yo. We have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention.
That's true.
On blessing you and you and you and you. Why? Because not what would Jesus do. When you was talking about your friend just a few minutes ago, I was going to ask you, you said he has this and he has that, and now he's got a website, and we got this, and we got a new car, and we got a new home, and boop, 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 boop. And then you're going to ask me what would Jesus do? Who made you? You want to know what was? No, he's already done everything he said he was going to do. What are you going to do to help make for a better world? Back over you, Bob, man.
Yep. Yep. Amen. Amen.
Hold on a minute. We got the new president of the Board of Hope Collection just came on, Mr. Ron Clayton. Hey, Ronnie, how you doing, my friend?
Good, thanks. I'm sorry I couldn't get to you sooner. I was on the phone with HP, the Hewlett-Packard, the printing computer company, fixing that my printer. And I was on the phone with my investment broker, just doing a couple things. I couldn't get off the phone fast enough, but I wanted to say hi and let you know I was definitely thinking about you. And a week from Monday night, we'll be having our first official all-together, all-elected board meeting, and we got some exciting news, and I'll be sending you both an invite. And don't forget, we'll be looking for a report from every, and you being the board member, the vice president, you get a lot of choice on what you want to say. But I would see if you would report on what you do and what's going on with the blog radio show. I would appreciate that, Bob. That's a week from Monday.
Okay.
Great. One other quick item while you're on. The Saturday radio show, a Saturday show.
Yes.
If you want me to help with that, I can help with that. I think you guys are going to be gone or something this weekend.
Yes. As a matter of fact, we're going to be at a marriage retreat. Oh, Bob, if you could do that, wow, that would just be wonderful.
Yeah, I'll be happy to do it.
Thank you. Thanks, Bob.
That's great.
Tell Linda
you got 2 minutes left. Anything else you want to volunteer in for, Ron?
I tell you what.
You think I was joking when I said do unto others before they do unto you, and if you give some love and hope away, it'll come back to you. Give him somebody else to bless, Ron.
He's got my back and our back, and he's the person. If I'm in a foxhole, I want Bob Oakley with me because, number one, he's bigger than I am. But I know that he's got a heart of gold, and the Lord blesses him every day. And we're thankful for his friendship, his leadership. Thank you, guys. And you too, Country
Yes,
Boy.
Sir, Oakley. Yes, sir.
And thank you, Ronnie. Bye. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Alrighty, bye now.
Say hi to Linda.
Well, bye, man. I think we're out of time.
Yep, we're out of time. Country, thank you so much for coming on and for your participation in this. It was very important. And
no problem, sir. My pleasure. Glad to be here.
I love you, my friend. You have a great day. And God
all right,
bless
sir.
You.
We'll talk to you on another good old day. Be blessed today.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
All right. Folks, we're signing off for now. The show is broadcast 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 12 noon to 1 o'clock Eastern time. And you're all invited, to bring a friend if you want to, a friend or a family member. They're all welcome. They're all welcome. And so you all have a great day, and we'll be talking to you again. Bye-bye.